It's a Scorsese and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, this week's Parsha Tetzaveh, and it's such a jam-packed Parsha. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yesod that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. And as we also know, that Purim is so close. So we'll bring some of these ideas into Purim. The Torah tells us, Perich of Zion, Posachov, Va'ata Titzaveh es B'nei Yisrael. And you will command B'nei Yisrael, V'yichu Elecha Shemen, Zayezach. And you should command Klal Yisrael, and they should take olive oil, Kasis Lama'or, La'alos Ner Tamit. And we know that this week's Parsha, in Shemos, by Yikra, and Bamidbar, is the only Parsha that Moshe's name is not in it. Dvarim is a six-week speech, Moshe Rabbeinu giving it over to Klal Yisrael. Bereishis, Moshe wasn't born yet. The first time, the Atah Tetzaveh, it does not have Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Baal HaTurim says, very fascinating, he says, you know why you don't have it? Because when Klal Yisrael messed up with the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Good pasuk, you know, 32, 32. V'ata im tisa ein mecheni, if you don't forgive them, says Rashi, mecheni na mi sifrcha, erase me from this sefer. Says the Baal HaTurim, why does it say mi sifrcha? Why didn't you just say mecheni na mi sefer, from the sefer? Says the Baal HaTurim, that if you look, Parshas Tetzaveh is the 20th Parsha from the beginning of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu says, if you don't give Klal Yisrael kapar, erase me. Says the Baal HaTurim that you have to be careful what you say. Moshe Rabbeinu said, erase me, and Hashem said, I have to fulfill some of your words. I'm going to erase you from Parshas Tetzaveh. However, the question begs itself, why specifically Parshas Tetzaveh? Furthermore, we know that right away, we're talking about the Big Day Kahuna. I love this Parsha because I'm a Kohen. Thank you to my father and my grandfather and all the generations from generation to generation that we didn't sin in the Chet HaEgel coming up very soon. However, we know that most of the parsha is talking about the Big Day Kahuna, how it's so beautiful, the Kohen Gadol wore 8, the regular Kohen wore 4, it goes through all the descriptions. But then right away, in the beginning of the parsha though, it talks about a menorah. So as the Mefarshim, we'll call this 1B, is why are we talking about menorah? Last week was Truma, we went into all the vessels, right? We spoke about menorah and Aron and the Mizbeach, Vasu Aron, everyone who become their walking, living Aron. So all of a sudden, we go back to menorah and then we go, this is a Parsha of Kahuna. So why are we doing that? Question one. Question two. We know that the Gemara in Erechin, Daf Tezayin, goes into lengthy description how all the Big Day Kahuna represented different midas that a person can change. And the Gemara says that one of the Big Day Kahuna, one of the clothing, is for Azus, is for someone to be so brazen. However, it's fascinating because the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos that Mishnah says, Ratz Kitzvi V'Gibor Ka'ari, and you should be an Az Kinomer, you should be as bold as a leopard. Right? I usually sing this to my son, my second son, is sweet. Rats Kitzvi V'Gibor Ka'ari, right? You should, but what do you mean? Didn't you just tell me that one of the clothing of the Big Day Kahuna was specifically for Azus? But then you tell me, Pirkei Avos said it's a good midah. Which one is it? And furthermore, throwing a lot of questions over here, is that we know normally a person not allowed to wear shatnez. You can't have wool and linen together. We don't fully understand why, but all of a sudden, you get to this week's Parsha, and the Kohen Gadol is wearing wool and linen. He's wearing wool and linen, so it doesn't make sense. Don't we know there's an Isser of Shatnez? Question three, a Purim question. Again, there's so much Torah on Purim. We could talk hours and hours, and not going to. You'll just turn off your recording. I won't know about it. However, very fascinating machlokes. What, in the time of Mashiach, what is going to be nisvato? What is going to be nullified? So the Gemara talks about this at length. And the Rambam paskins that in the time of Mashiach, everything is going to be nisvato. Where is this Rambam coming from? There's a machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, found in Yerushalmi and Megillah, found in Perek Aleph, Hey. Says Yerushalmi, right? Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they were brother-in-laws. Reish Lakish was a bandit, and he would jump over cities, and Rav Yochanan said, holy cow, I gotta get this guy, I gotta bring him into Klal Yisrael. And he said, listen, I'm gonna meet, he was a thief, but he said, listen, if you could take your kaychas and bring it to good things, to the Torah, then you could marry someone even more beautiful than me, my sister. And Reish Lakish said, let's go, I'm gonna do it. And he married his sister, and they became chavrusas, back and forth, fighting, they would fight. One time, Rav Yochanan, they were fighting a little, and Rav Yochanan said, you know this sword is tamei. He's like, you know the time when you used to kill people? And Rav Yochanan died on the spot, says the Gemara. And they couldn't bring Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan was his chavrusa, and the Gemara says, Rav Yochanan says, oi chavrusa misusa. Why am I telling this story? Because it's nice. Rav Yochanan is shlokish. But this is a machlokas. In the time of Mashiach, what's going to be in this vatel? Rav Yochanan says that everything's going to be in this vatel except for chumshe Torah. We're still going to have the Torah, right? It's a fascinating discussion about the Rashba talks about at Lent and Brachos. What holidays are we going to have? Are we going to have Pesach? Right, Pesach's coming up. Not trying to scare anyone. Pesach's coming up. Are we going to have it? Seemingly yes. I don't know. Unclear. Rashba and Brachos. Yud Beis. However, in the time of Mashiach, what is going to be Nisvato? So, as we just said, Rav Yochanan says that you know what's going to be Nisvato? Everything in a sense, except for the Chumash, right? Folkbo, the Kubla, everything's in the Chumash. We need Torah Shema Peh to understand it, but everything's in the Chumash. Comes along Reish Lakish and he says, no. In the time of Mashiach, everything is going to be Nisvato, except for, obviously, Purim, Megillas Esther. And everyone's trying to figure out, why specifically is Megillas Esther not going to be Nisvato in the time of Mashiach? So it's kind of a question. We got a lot of Yesodos. I'm going to try to put them together. I'm like one big chilling, a lot of ideas. Try to think a little out of the box. But again, let's just get these questions clear. Question one. Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not in this week's Parsha. Atah Titzaveh. No mention of Moshe's name. Baal Turim says because Sifra Cha, the extra Chaf, representing the 20th Parsha, that's Tetzaveh. But still, why is it specifically in this Parsha? Furthermore, why specifically are you talking about Menorah? We spoke about all the Kalim. Question two, about the big day Kahuna, Lichavod L'Tifares, it was a splendor, it was amazing. And we know the Gemara tells us that there were eight Begadim representing, and one of the Begadim was Azaz, so you shouldn't be so brazen, but what do you mean? The Mishnah Berakhot says that you should, Az Kinomer, you should be bold like a leopard. And furthermore, Shatnez, we know there's an Isser where Shatnez, the Kohen Gadol could wear Shatnez. Why was he allowed to do that? And lastly, what will be in Nisvatel in the time of Mashiach? According to Reish Lakish, that Megillas Esther is not going to be in Nisvatel. Why not? So, let's start slow. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's faced with this challenge, and we'll talk about it in a couple of parshas of Kisisa, he was faced with the challenge of the Chet HaEgel. But Moshe Rabbeinu was a team player. His whole greatness was that I am working for Klal Yisrael. I am one with Klal Yisrael. I am the mother of Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, listen, Kadosh Baruch Hu, if I'm not going to have my nation to guide, obviously with you, because you are Hashem. You decide everything, and I'm doing it for you. Moshe Kibbol Torah Mi Sinai. Everything is about the Torah. Everything is about the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Moshe is saying, I'm representing you, Hashem. But I'm also the Shliach of my people. And if my people are going to be destroyed, then take me out of the Sefer. Va'atah Titzaveh. And you will command the children that they should take the menorah. Why? We're talking about, the whole parsha is talking about Big Day Kun, and all the time you tell me to take the menorah. So you look at Rashi. Rashi says, why are you taking the menorah? So Rashi says in the beginning, he says, you know, there's a difference between the menorah and the menachos. You know, they had all of these, they put it in a mill, and then they would have all the sediments and the oil. And Rashi says, by the mincha carving, right, by the flour libation, you could have the sediments. But by the menorah, by the oil, no sediments. Why was that? Says the great Rav Moshe Feinstein, beautiful. Rav Moshe says, because when we are working on ourselves, And we're going to talk about this in a second. But we're working on ourselves. We want to get closer. And yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world. No one's perfect. Whoever thinks they're perfect, they are the farthest thing from perfect. No one. We are in this world for Tikkun HaMidos. We all have different things. Nature, nurture. I always speak about it with my mother. Which one is it? Is it nature? Is it nurture? They do different studies, separating twins and all these different things. But again, they're both very important, nature and nurture. You need both. But a person is in this world to work on his midos, is to work on his character traits. Says R' Moshe, but by the menorah we want clarity. Menorah represents the Torah, Torah Shebaal Peh, which we spoke about last week. We want to be clear. We want to be consistent with our actions. That's why we go right to the menorah. You know, a person's trying to work on himself. A person's trying to... So a person could say, Moshe Kibbol Torah Misina Masar Yoshua. Do you know what? All these character traits, the non-Jewish world also has. They have books and they're working on their character traits. Everyone wants to be a better person. Everyone wants to think better. Everyone wants to live a happier life. We deal with a lot of relationships in life. But if you want to know how to build those relationships, obviously, Chochmas Goyim is beautiful. There's so much amazing stuff. But if you really want to understand, it all comes from the Torah. Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. And everything is in the Torah. Next Rashi. Rashi says, La'alos ner tamid. Why specifically? Madlik ad shetei shalheves ola mahaleha. That the flame should flicker until it goes by itself. I remember when I was in graduate school, I wrote a whole paper just on this idea, quoting R' Moshe Feinstein, make it a Torah Dikka paper, right? Israeli, Jewish school, right? Jewish education. But this idea, because Moshe Rabbeinu represented, I'm giving it to Klal Yisrael. If I'm not going to give it to Klal Yisrael, what am I on? Get me out of the sefer. And he's literally, he was taken out of the sefer. But why? Because this is the parsha where we could be misaking our midos, we could fix up our midos. And it's not easy. It doesn't happen overnight. Obviously, step one is a person needs to realize where his flaws are. Obviously, a person has strengths, and obviously a person has weaknesses. But a person shouldn't just ignore his weaknesses. And a person shouldn't just put down his strengths. He needs to realize the beautiful sefer Eish Kodesh, that talks about beautiful sefer, the P.S.S. Rebbe, Moshe Weinberger, really, he has this beautiful sefer called Kovas HaTalmidim, and he talks, it's amazing, it was a sefer that was found, he wrote little notes, and it was found after the Holocaust, he was killed in the Holocaust, and a beautiful sefer, it's in English called Kovas HaTalmidim. When I was a student, I used to listen to a lot of shirim. Moshe Weinberger, he has shirim, so many hundreds of shirim on this sefer, and it talks about how a person needs to work on himself. He needs to work on realizing that he has flaws. He's not perfect. No one's perfect. But you got to strengthen them. And at the same time, you have to realize how good you are at certain things. A lot of times people, they just put themselves down. You know, I have a student. He talks to me all the time and he says, Rebbe, I just, you know, it's hard for me to realize that I have strengths. And I'm like, what do you mean? Look at yourself. Look, you have so many good things. You're a timely person. You're a consistent person. You're a good person. You're a You're doing it all. Don't beat yourself up. Realize the greatness that you have. And that's the idea. What's the idea of Az Kinomer? Are you supposed to be bold? Are you supposed to be or not? So the idea is that a person, obviously, the Rambam writes that there's an idea of Shvil Azav. It's always this mid-ground. You don't want to go too extremes. You go too extreme, Kas. Rambam says that's totally out. Gaiva, totally out. Because if you have Degaiva and Kas, you're showing that, again, we all get angry, we're normal people, we all have to work on that. But at the same time, when you're getting angry, you're saying, hey, maybe Hashem's not in charge. And again, obviously, when we're going through the motions, don't tell a person when they're angry, oh, you don't believe in Hashem, that's why you're, what do you mean? So obviously, don't do that. But a person has to realize that everything's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person realizes everything's coming from Hashem, so then a person won't get angry. But again, we're not giving a share on anger. But there's this idea, this middle ground. The idea of taking your kochos and realizing it, taking it for the good. Right? The Gemara says in Shabbos that if you don't like blood, right? Or you do love blood, then use it for good things. Use it for shechita. And I'm going to have a problem because I'm scared of blood. I'm a kohen. Now the Gemara says it's machlin. You have to be in, take the blood and put it up to your knees. It's going to be a problem, right? Everyone knows that story. My daughter, she's getting stitches. And I look, and I hit the floor. And my wife's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm hitting the floor. She's like, there's not a time for this. And I'm like, I know, but I can't see blood. I know how to put my head down and not pass out. Like, great, shkayach, but your daughter's getting stitches. I'm like, I know, but I'm going to hit the floor because of blood. So I have to get over that fear, because if I'm a kohen, and this expires if I disavow it, and we need the Beis HaMikdash, which we'll talk about soon, so obviously I got to get over my little blood thing. Yeah, get in there, little by little. However, if a person has a certain midah, you got to channel it the right way. In life, we got it. Rav Yisrael Salanter, famous statement, which we all know, but it's easier said than done. It's easier to finish shas and change one midah. And it's not easy to finish one blot to know it well. It's not. It's not to know a blot well to finish shas. Wow, that's incredible, right? Shout out to my father who's finished it so many times. Shout out to my father who's finished. Again, Bezer Hashem, we all should be zaycha to finishing shas. But to change one midah is harder. Wow. But again, a person needs to realize where his flaws are. If it's everyone else, then a person might realize sometimes it might be you. But again, sometimes you need an outside party, sometimes you need a Rebbe, sometimes you need an outside party, and sometimes an outside party will tell you and you don't want to hear from anything from them. What are you telling me? Be quiet. Those people you probably shouldn't get advice from. However, if a person realizes that he's in this world to be misaking, he's in this world to change his midas for the good. That's what the Big Day Kahuna is about. The Big Day Kahuna, the Gemara's Erechin says in Daft Zion that every single midah could be used for a good thing. We just have to know how to channel it. So I don't get it. Shatnez, is it good or is it bad? Where does the Yisr of Shatnez come from? So we know, obviously, Adam and Chava sin. They had Kodesh Kedoshim. They had no problems. And all of a sudden, they ate the Eitz Hadas. And then it started, the boundaries started getting messed up. Where is Kedusha? HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to put clothes on them. Because before, there wasn't such an issue. There was no sneas issues. Everything was Kedusha. Everything was holy. And then everything got irbuvyud. Everything got intermingled. There were no boundaries. Things got, it was just very unclear. And then they gave it over, right? They had Kayin and Hevel. And Kayin represents, says amazing Medrash, that he represents that he had linen. Because when he offered a carbon, it was linen. And Hevel had wool. He offered that calf, right? My little son, my two-year-old. He says, no, what comes from a cow? What comes from a sheep? Wool for tzitzis. And guess what? Kayin couldn't take that Hevel's carbon was accepted. And Kayin killed Hevel. And the Rabbeinu B'chai says on the spot, is that linen, Kayin's carbon, and the Hevel, the wool, couldn't intermingle with each other. It became intermingled. And then they brought bad things into the world. And that was shatness. Shatness represented the idea of wool and linen. Right, I saw this beautiful idea in Reberg Sefer, and it's so beautiful, that there was this channel of being so unclear, of having the wool and the linen come together, not realizing where the boundaries are, where is Kedusha. But guess what? The Beis HaMikdash represents the idea of clarity, the idea of Shechina, right? On Tisha B'Av we cry. Why are we crying? We haven't had the Beis HaMikdash in so long. Because we're crying about the Beis HaMikdash because we don't feel that Shechina sometimes. We don't feel it. We want to feel it more. We want to feel the Torah more. We're learning the Torah. We just want to feel it more. Right? Rashi brings right down, beautiful, right in the beginning of the Parsha. Rashi, a very famous comment. He's talking about the Ephod, about the Kohen's Ephod. And Rashi says, I don't know what it is. V'libi omerli, my heart tells me, shehu chagur, it's a belt around the back, libi, why? Because Rashi was so connected to the Torah, he loved the Torah, but he made it part, he felt the Shechina, right? They tell a story of Salvechik, that he was a little boy, his father was, again, Ramesha Salvechik, Birger Rosh Hashiva Wayu, son of Rav Chaim, the Briskerov was in Eretz Yisrael, right? The Salvechik dynasty, and one time, Salvechik, right, Yosef Doiv was in the house, and his father was giving shir to call people in silence. He couldn't get Pshat and Rambam. Silence. No one knew what to do. You felt Right? Ah, the weirdness. And all of a sudden, Reb Moshe got up and said, Reb Moshe Salvechik, I think I have pshat. And they start thinking it over, saying it over with the Gedolim sitting in the room. And then it came to life, and Reb Salvechik said that was a game-changing moment. He saw his father living the Rambam, the Libi Yom Rashi lived it. But sometimes it's hard for us. We're not on that level. We're not Rashi. And we don't feel so connected to it. But in the time when the Mashiach comes, and in the Beis HaMikdash, they had the wool and the linen. The Kohen Gadol wore the wool and the linen. You know why? Because although we sinned, although Adam and Chava sinned, and although it channeled down to Kayin and Hevel, and it represented the no boundaries, the linen and the wool coming together, which is not good, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen is allowed to wear it. Kohen Gadol can wear it. Why? Because there's clarity in the Beis HaMikdash. There's clarity. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm taking one for the team. I'm not going to be in this week's Parsha. But Moshe Rabbeinu was the king. He was an un of Mikol Adam. He was so humble. He was Eved Hashem. But at the same time, being the greatest leader, and they're not contradictions. Because when you have a mission to work for Hashem, and you have that mission statement, I'm going to accomplish, I'm going to do everything for Hashem, and it's hard. Because this boundary, we're always dealing with our bodies, our guf, and our neshama, the constant fight. I don't want to give in to my body. I want my soul. But the body wants this physical, so much stuff, and it's this constant fight. But in the Beis HaMikdash, it was this clarity. It was this clarity. Now, what's Megillas Esther about? Purim's coming up. There's a lot of ideas about Purim, a lot. So much Torah about Purim. There's no halal on Purim. Why is that? Ah, drinking. Everyone loves drinking. Ah, my kids say action. They love action, right? Are you allowed to drink? Are you not? Machlokas Rabban, Reb Zeira, whole story. Look at the Gemara, Dav Zayin, Reb Beis, and Megillah. However, what's this fight between Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish? So Reish Lakish says that in time of Mashiach, we're going to even need a Megillas Esther. Why? Because Megillas Esther represents that even though there's no name of Hashem, remember my father once sent me a whole long article that there's no name, Hashem's name is not there because it's hidden. Hester, it's hidden. And we're living in a world that it's hidden. We want that Shechina. We want the Shatnez. We want the Beis HaMikdash. We want clarity. We want to realize the Menorah. We want to realize that we want to be Hamidu Talmidim Harbe to build ourselves. Right? As my uncle, Uncle G, shout out to Uncle G. Right? He always quotes my grandfather, Rabamzi Tzal, that the Hamidu, the whole job of life, is to make someone stand up on their own 2 feet, to give them the ability. Right, we have to thank our parents for giving, right, thank you mother, my father, and mother, giving the ability to stand up on our 2 feet to raise the future generation and they can raise their children, creating the Mesorah. Be'amidu Talmidim Harbe. That's the idea of the menorah. The little ladder going up, Be'amidu Talmidim Harbe. But it's even more than that. It's bringing Shechina, bringing the Torah into our lives. And with Megillas Esther, we don't really see everything. Right, you open up the big Megillah, and you keep the whole Igeres. Why? Because one section, another, they're just a story. But it's not just a story, it's life. Life is going on, but Hashem has a plan for everyone. Every single person. And sometimes we don't always see it. And sometimes we might not always see it, after Me'eva Esrim. But there's a plan for us all, and we have to realize that. But we have to daven more. We have to daven more when the Mashiach comes. We have to daven more when the Beis HaMikdash comes. We have to daven more that all these, the confusion, the shatnez, the linen and the wool coming together, the sin of the Kayin, killing the Hevel, the unclarity. But we want the Beis HaMikdash. We want Mashiach. We want the Shechina that we could realize, wow, all of our Sveikas, all of our doubts, we're reading Parsha Zachor. Why? Because Amalek, which we've spoken about so much before, they bring doubt into the world. They say everything's mikro. Yeah, it's luck. It's luck. Really, it's luck. Come on. Oh, come on, it happens to everyone. It's not luck. It's the Ribbono Shel. And if you bring the Ribbono Shel into your life, it's a different life. Things happen to us. We're objects and we're subjects. Things happen to us. But if you realize the Ribbono Shel has a plan for us, Hashem has a plan. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us. A person needs to be misaken his midos. It's hard. If it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. But we have to be misaken. That's what the Big Day Kahuna. Every single one is to be misakin. Look at the Gemara there in Erechin. Every single one is to be misakin each one of our midos to hit the middle, to take different things and use it for Kedusha. And I think this is the Yesod. If we realize this is the Yesod, the Purim, that we're in the time of Esther Panim, right? Anti-Semitism is at its peak. The world, it's crazy. It's crazy what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. It's crazy what's going on in America. But we have to realize that what koyach we have, the koyach we have for ourselves, the koyach of our Torah, the koyach of our tefillah, the koyach, the strength of giving it over to our children, the emuna, realizing lechavaru tefares, that I'm going to give over the bidei kahuna. I'm going to go and try to work on my character traits, and even though it might be hard, and it's not easy. You live your life a certain way, really. Maybe I am a little stubborn. It's hard. It is hard. We all know it's hard. But the more a person has perseverance, the more a person realizes he could do it, the more he realizes that we want to take the shotness, the confusion, the no boundaries of taking the wool and the linen, putting it together, but we want the wool and the linen in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when we have the Beis HaMikdash, it will be clear that everything we have is to channel to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. This Purim, let us realize when we're at our Sudas, close your eyes, 30 seconds, have a tefillah with your family, how you could ask for anything you want. Purim is such a high, such a special day, Kiddusha, that we take something, a Suda, we take wine and we channel it the right way. Obviously, you have to channel it the right way. But we connect to Hashem, because Hashem gives us so much and He keeps on giving us so much. And we just have to keep on talking to Him and davening to Him. Everyone should have an amazing Parshas Tetzaveh, an amazing Purim. And Bezus Hashem, we're going to bring Mashiach. Everyone have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.